a record number of jobs were lost around the Czech Republic in January, which saw the sharpest one-month rise in the unemployment rate in history. With 6.8% of the workforce now jobless, the government is trying to come up with new ideas to boost the economy and bring the decline in the labour market to a halt. However, experts warn the situation is only going to get worse. Jan Richter reports.
January saw tens of thousands of Czechs registering at labour offices around the country, with more than 45,000 jobs lost in the first month of the year. The unemployment rate now stands at 6.8%. But what's more worrying is the record increase in the number of the unemployed. While the Czech Republic has seen more people without jobs, never in its history have so many people lost their jobs so fast. Daniel Minich, a labour expert at the Prague-based Search Institute, explains what happened.
During the fall 2008, we observed declining outflow from unemployment. Simply, firms stopped hiring new people. In January, firms started laying off people. So it's a new phenomena we observe. And if you add this low outflow from unemployment and high inflow into unemployment, we got this huge rise in unemployment rate between December and January.
The Czech Republic's manufacturing industry, heavily dependent on exports, seems to be affected most. The leading car manufacturer Škoda Auto has laid off some 4,000, mostly foreign workers. Thousands of jobs have also been lost in the glassmaking and textile industries, and the largest Czech forestry firm, CE Wood, cut more than 2,000 jobs. The government is looking into a number of ways to increase demand for labour again, such as cutting health and social insurance, or even hiring people as subcontractors and letting them worry about such things themselves. But any such measures would take time to work through. In the meantime, how bad could things get?
I'm sure unemployment will rise, and it could easily be reaching 8-9% this year. And it's really impossible to guess how long the crisis will last, because, again, crisis comes from outside. It comes from our major exporting countries. And I guess there is nobody who is sure how long the crisis will last in the world.
With the worst year-on-year unemployment record in 5 years, Czechs will have to brace themselves for difficult times ahead. Economist Daniel Minich says the country has a good welfare system, but apart from that, the future doesn't look too bright.
Well, it's good that Czech economy doesn't have high debt. The deficit was not zero, but fiscally the country is relatively strong. The country has a viable welfare system so that people do not fall to ground. If they get unemployed, they get something, some money to live and survive. There are, not, of course, not so many good news during crisis. I'm just thinking what kind of news I could list, but I don't see any.
That was Daniel Minich, ending that report by Jan Richter.